kind of a new twist on an old scam, maybe, but Howard County police are getting some calls about taxpayers being told they have to cough up some cash or face consequences. Sherry, what's happening and what should people do?
Well, this really is a widespread concern. We've had a number of cases reported here in Howard County, but the IRS has issued a bulletin to all law enforcement agencies to make sure that they're aware of this ongoing scam. In each of these cases, the victim receives a phone call, and on their caller ID, it appears that the call is from the IRS or from the federal government. And then they're told that they owe money, and they have to pay immediately over the phone, or they could be arrested and that there's a warrant out for their arrest. They're asked typically to provide their full Social Security number, and the caller in these cases oftentimes knows the last four digits of their Social Security number already. So it's they're very pushy and persistent, and they've actually been able to convince quite a few people to turn over thousands of dollars over the phone.
And it seems to involve some kind of a prepaid debit card. Is that right?
So the scammers encourage the victims to use a reloadable prepaid card. They can purchase the card either online and relay the numbers over the phone, or they can physically go to the store and purchase the card and, again, relay the numbers over the phone. They're using these prepaid reloadable cards to access the cash from the victim.
Are the victims usually older persons, or is there a profile here that people, certain folks could, if they fall into that category, should be even more aware of it?
Well, generally, we do see that oftentimes telephone scams do target elderly folks, people who are, stay close to home, don't have a lot of connections or a lot of family, perhaps. So it's important for people to remember that they really never should be giving out any personal information over the phone. What's a bit unique about this is that they're not really targeting any specific demographic, and they are specifically referring to themselves as people from the IRS, and they're specifically talking about owing back taxes. And I think that especially during tax season, it's making people nervous, and they want to rectify what they think is a real problem as quickly as possible.
Okay, so basically, if they get the call and this seems to be happening, they should simply, what, hang up?
Well, fortunately, we've had a number of reports of cases where people were quick to realize that something didn't sound right. So even if you get a phone call and it says on the caller ID that the call is coming from the Internal Revenue Service, the moment that someone asks you for your Social Security number, you should know right away that this is a scam. If anyone asks you to pay over the phone with any kind of prepaid card, specifically in this scam, a green dot reloadable prepaid card, that should be a red flag. No one should be asking for your personal information over the phone. If it really is the IRS, they already know that information, and they don't need for you to provide it.